Did she teach for a long time, or did she?
No, she did. After they were married, I don't believe she taught any after they were married.
Yeah, that's the way it tended to work out here, I think, a lot of times. Did you have many brothers and sisters?
I had an older brother and a younger brother.
It's pretty small family for those days.
Yeah.
I've talked to people who had like 18
brothers and
sisters. They lived in two different houses on the property. Mm-hmm. So
my husband at that time, there was 12 in his family. And of course, they lost a child during the influenza of 1918.
Okay. Was that pretty big around here?
Oh, yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other epidemics like that that you know of?
Not that I know of. Okay. That was the bad one.
Okay. When your parents homesteaded, when your father's parents homesteaded, how much land did they get? How did that work?
I think it was a half a section.
Okay.
And my dad was, I'm guessing, about 18 when they came here. And his older brother also came with them, and he took out a homestead in this area.
Okay.
Too.
Your father's brother did, you said?
Yes.
Would your father have been able to? Did he?
Well, now, I don't know. I'm not real sure whether my dad had part of this. You know, whether he took a half a section and my grandfather half a section, I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, I'm just curious, you know.
Well, I'm curious about that too, because I really don't know how big the homestead was.
Yeah, well, being from the East, I know nothing about homesteading, so it's always interesting to hear.
Well, I think it was a half a section that if they had to live so many years on this in order to keep it.
Okay. Were they pretty successful then? Did your father have to get out of farming and ranching?
Well, of course, he brought in extra money by going up and working in the sugar factory up in the northern part of the state. He did that some. Now, I don't know how much he did that, but I'm sure it was a supplement because things would have been pretty hard to make a living off of half a section.
Sure. And he
especially when you didn't have the, you know, very good equipment to work with.
Yeah, in this area it's so dry. Did he ever acquire any more land, or did he pretty much continue that?
No, he added on to the farm.
Okay.
And I'm not sure at the time it was sold just how many acres were involved, but it was a successful operation.
Okay.
Even in the drought times, it was, you know, things were really tough, but it did keep us in food anyhow.
That's good. A lot of people from around this area relocated at one point during the Depression and Dust Bowl. I mean, maybe not in Lyman. Do you know about that in Lyman?
Well, there was quite a group that came in from Kansas along about the time that things were really dry and the dust was blowing, and they wanted to get out of Kansas, and Colorado seemed to be the best place to go.
Hmm.
So there is quite a lot of people that, of course, a lot of them are deceased now,
sure,
but their families are still in this area.
Right. So you were pretty much born during that period, that dust bowl period.
Yeah, I can remember lighting the lamps, you know, in the middle of the day and putting stuff up over the windows to keep the dust out. And
wow.
They'd wet sheets and put them up over the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 30s were hard. I don't think as kids we really realized how hard they were. I'm sure my folks
life,
did.
Huh? Yeah. But, yeah. To you it was just life, huh?
Yeah.
So it got better. The sugar factories, were they up in Brush or that area? I know they have a couple up there.
I'm not sure. It was northern Colorado. I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's